Congressional Republicans' proposed changes to Social Security have advocates for Massachusetts beneficiaries concerned about the future of the key safety net program. A recent GOP budget proposal suggested raising the benefit-eligible retirement age to 69 to account for increases in life expectancy. Nancy Altman with the group Social Security Works says that essentially amounts to more than $1.5 trillion in benefit cuts.
You never catch up. Even if you work till age 70, your benefit's going to be about 7% lower than it is under current law.
Social Security does face financial headwinds a decade from now. The White House wants to raise payroll taxes on the wealthy to keep the program fully funded, but skeptics say that wouldn't be enough. Altman thinks it's a good first step. The GOP framework also calls for reducing benefits for higher earners. No income threshold was provided, but Altman suspects it would still hurt a lot of people who don't retire wealthy. Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley says that includes more than 100,000 beneficiaries in her district alone, many of whom, she says, have paid into the program their entire working lives.
Social Security is a promise to workers, to our elders, to the disabled. A promise to all people who seek to age with dignity.
Republicans insist their proposed changes would not cut or delay benefits for any senior currently in or near retirement, but Pressley says many of her constituents already struggle to survive on fixed incomes. She's co-sponsoring legislation which would increase benefits for the first time in more than 50 years by 2%. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.